cello is famous for being able to produce beautiful tones, beautiful, rich, evocative, lovely sounds. And that is one of many things that you can do on the cello. But, you know, when you're learning to play, learn to do anything, learn to play any musical instrument, you make some mistakes, you hit some wrong notes, you make a funny sound, and a bowed instrument in particular is tricky business. So you make these kind of like squeaks and squawks and little grunts and just funny sounds. And some people immediately recoil in horror, and other people, like me, think, that's interesting. I wonder where else that might go. So I try to find ways to make these unusual sounds musical. And I should say that, you know, what I'm saying might sound like it's like super weird and avant-garde, and my music is not that. I'm really drawn to traditional forms and, you know, to music that has nice melody and harmony and is accessible. But I like to add different kind of accent colors and sounds and some unexpected things here and there to keep it interesting.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like the first part of the show will be you playing the cello, and then the second part will be you playing the cello to a silent film?
Yes, exactly. It's unusual nowadays, but it's actually a very old tradition. The old silent films, you know, from the 20s, that era, were always presented with live music. Back when those films were new, when people went to see a movie, it always included live music. So a film was a live experience and would change from night to night. It wouldn't be as static as a film is now in that regard. The music that I play is my own, and so the scores are decidedly more modern, which I think helps to make the film feel more current, less dated. You know, and the fact that I'm doing this on an electric cello is certainly unusual, but playing live music with a silent film is an old tradition. The film I'm doing is from 1924. It's almost 100 years old, but it's really in the spirit of how it was done back then.